Bill, it's a Tech Tuesday, and all I want to say is I don't hang out on YouTube too much.
Yeah.
I know my kids do. I bet your daughters do. There's a lot of stuff going on YouTube. We have senior editor at CNET, Bridget Carey, on the line with us. And it's not all innocent on YouTube right now, is it?
Not for kids. I mean, to say that there's junk on the internet makes you roll your eyes. Because, of course, the internet's full of stupid junk. But there's a conversation happening right now online that was brought to light through some bloggers who are pointing out how much there is specifically on YouTube designed to lure in children with ad clicks by just having mind garbage that they might watch because they're typing in the word Spider-Man or Elsa. And the way that YouTube's machine algorithms work is that they will give preference to things that hit a lot of keywords, things that have a certain amount of length of watch time. And then suddenly your kid who watched one Spider-Man or one Peppa Pig video may see this as a recommended one that autoplays next and has nothing to do with Spider-Man. It is not Peppa Pig. It, in fact, is something that sometimes is designed as malicious in a way and kind of sick. I've seen a few of them, and I'm kind of worked up about it. Other times, it's just nonsense, and your kids are just watching and kind of, like, entranced in garbage that was made with 3D animations that were cheap, and it has no value to it, but millions of kids are watching. I can give you some examples.
Yeah, is it, like, sexual? Is it violence? Is it both?
Okay, some of it is violent, and some of it is just nonsense. When you're a parent of a toddler like I am, you may go search for nursery rhyme videos as a quick fix to a temper tantrum at a restaurant. Right.
So there
are a lot of companies who will just pump out, 3D renderings of bunnies and whatnot, and these songs called the Finger Family. I actually saw my babysitter play one for my kid, and I'm like, that's weird. I've never even heard of this stupid song, but. Apparently, it is a mass sensation that everyone's making this Finger Family song where, like, it's literally a hand with little people for fingers, and it just repeats over and over again, and they change the visuals. They make the visuals into Elsa from Frozen, Disney characters. And like, okay, so it's mind-numbing, and it just autoplays the next one and the next one and the next one. All right, it's innocent but stupid. But then there gets to be the ones where your kid might be searching for Peppa the Pig. And they're looking, Peppa the Pig Goes to the Dentist is maybe one episode of the show. But instead, that's the title, but instead what plays is someone created a visual of Peppa the Pig with a mouthful of teeth screaming.
Oh, my God.
As a dentist is scraping sounds off teeth, and it's all computer generated, so it's not really from a show. And your kid could be getting traumatized and not realizing it, that they're watching something. There's also a mass amount of people, so it's not all animated. There are actual human being people and children making mindless videos about opening toys. We've heard about this where kids will just watch toy unveiling and toy opening. And sometimes these are...
Wait, hey, I got to... I know you're worked up, but Bill's laughing, but there are, like, unboxing.
Favorite.
No, I don't watch it.
Your kids do, though.
I have my 14-year-olds with, like, new Nintendo Super NES and things like that.
Why would you watch a video, though, of somebody just opening up something?
Because you want to see what's included in the box. It's very popular. And then when you get yours, you know what to expect.
Well, it's one thing to say, here's an unboxing of a $1,000 phone, and you want to see what the accessories come with the video game system or whatever. We're talking like, here is a Puppy Pals thing. Watch, I'm opening the box. Isn't this fun? And autoplay the next one. Here is a princess playset. Open it up. It's almost like crap to these kids watching consumerism. I wish I could open presents. And then there's people who just open up candy. Chocolate bar. And a girl just eats it with her mouth open. Lollipop. And she eats it with her mouth open. And you're like, ew, it's kind of disgusting. And then there's like grown men, like the fathers you assume, who are like, Thomas the Train. He smiles really wide, holds it in front of the camera. Isn't this great? And he's got millions of views. And so your kids are just watching this mind garbage.
So, Bridget, kids are getting suckered in to idiotic content and false promises, much the same way we adults have been getting suckered in for the last 4 or 5 years, right?
You know what? We have unevolved monkey brains.
I know that. Thank you, Internet.
And, And no, seriously, it's all tapping into that thing that's in the back of our heads of like, why can't I pull away? Why do I keep scrolling on Facebook? But we have to be really careful because all that stuff I mentioned is still safe for kids on YouTube. So if you hand your phone to your kid and go, sure, I have the privacy safe kid YouTube channel on, it's still safe. It's still garbage. You still have to watch. I know it sounds like it's common sense to know what your kid's watching, but you just don't realize how twisted some of the stuff is.
Sure.
Look it up. I've seen things that it's hard to explain, but it's so mentally twisted, like Batman and the Joker kicking each other with their heads decapitating and then screams of babies and candy. And it's literally like a random assortment of things that are computer generated, and you just keep watching, and it makes no sense. And it makes you sad that like kids are absorbing it because they
sure.
have millions of views.
And think about us. I mean, you know, I'm older, and I didn't grow up with a smartphone in my hand, but now that I have one, I'm pretty hooked on it, I have to admit. So then kids who have always been around these cell phones and smartphones are completely hooked. If babies are getting hooked now, we're in deep doo-doo.
Yeah, you have to look at content that I'm now at a point where I'm telling my babysitters, you know what? You need to watch a video before you just search for something, you know, to show. And two, like, let it have to be curated stuff like Sesame Street. I'm paying for HBO. Let it be Sesame Street for that reason. Let it be, you know, things on Netflix that I've approved. Let it be educational Nick Jr. stuff, because it's too much out there that they're just making a quick ad buck, and they're not, that there is no encouragement for people to make money on YouTube and have it be actual worthwhile content that they spend time on.
Is it as bad as Real Housewives? It's not,
yeah.
Is it? It's not.
That's a good question.
All right.
Well, you are obviously riled up about this, as you should be, because, you know, it is a different era. And when your kid is having a tantrum or you're waiting at a doctor's office and you've been there for an hour, a lot of times you do hand your phone to the kid. So good to know about this. Be careful, parents. Also, something coming up on the iPhone, which was all over the news yesterday. Bill and I both have iPhones. And when you go to text someone and you punch the letter I in there, it gives suggestions.
I'll.
And ours are fine, but Steve Bertrand had problems with that, where this little A with a box around it and a question mark comes up. Why? First of all, what is it, and why is it only happening on some iPhones?
Well, this seems to be linked to the latest software update. So another case of like, hey, it's good to wait on your software updates in case there's something really stupid that is a bug. Apparently, when people were typing the letter I, it was autocorrecting to an A with this weird symbol and a question mark. Because and if you weren't careful and you just kept typing and you hit send, I've seen lots of things on Facebook and Twitter from my friends that have that replacing the word, the letter I. So it looks like A question mark this, A question mark that, because they're going too fast and they're embarrassed and then they don't take it down, you know. So you just be a little more cautious over – it's a terrible bug. And apparently, according to the Wall Street Journal, Apple's working on a fix. So until there is a fix, just notice that Apple and the iPhone may autocorrect and change your letter I, thinking it's a misspelling, and autocorrect it to something that's garble gook, you know. So, yeah.
And which EOS, as Bill calls it, which iOS is this, 11.1? Because I'm looking and I have not updated it yet, and maybe I'll wait.
Well, it looks like it's 11.1, yeah. Yeah, so it's the newest version of 11.1.
See, Bertrand was trying to be ahead of the curve and updating, and
yep.
He got screwed by it.
Bridget, I just watched the video of Batman and Joker kicking each other. I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. I'm going to watch it again.
Your brain is already formed.
Yeah, well.
So you're in trouble.
Deformed. Yeah, it's great, though. Bridget, thanks so much. We hope you have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, you too.
That's Bridget Carey from CNET, everybody.
Riled up.
Yeah, a little bit riled up.
She does have a toddler, and times are way different. Like, you know, when our kids were born, it's way different now.
Oh, yeah. But it is so easy to get suckered, as we've mentioned before. You get suckered into stuff, and, you know.
I got sucker written on my back and my forehead.
You do. A quick break, some news, more show, Bill and Wendy WGN.